This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's and what's and why's and wherefores. Here you'll find your whatnots and therefores. So come on along, let's find out what's going on. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what your taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news. And when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what you taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news.
Looking to go to Disneyland Resort in California, Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, Aulani in Hawaii, or on a Disney cruise, or Adventures by Disney Vacation, I am here to help you book the best vacation possible, and my expertise and services won't cost you anything extra. Disney pays me, not you. As a perk by booking a package with me, I can also book your dining reservations, park reservations, tours, shuttles, and more. Let me do the hard work while you get excited about your upcoming Disney vacation. I can also book Universal Studios trips as well. By booking with me this year, you will receive 3 months free of our Patreon perk, like our bonus episodes, and join in on our current events live. So contact me at lbarron, that's LBARRON, at concierge.com, that's concierge.com, or thesweepspot@gmail.com. Welcome to the Sweep Spot Current Events Edition as of March 15th, 2024. So this is going to be a little bit different. Ken is not here currently or at all. But instead, I have my son Luke here, and we're doing this live from Disneyland. The reason this is usually a night that Ken and I would record, and we are not able to do that because Kent, Luke and I are here. So if you're wondering who Sweep Spot, what is this? So normally it's Ken and I, we're both former Disneyland custodial cast members, and we talk Disneyland, and we host the number one Disneyland podcast hosted by two former Disneyland custodial cast members. Number one. That's what Ken usually says, so I had to do it. So we also are the authors of the books Queenie and the Kingdom. You can get signed copies of the second book, because we have two books, on our website at thesweetspot.com. They're autographed by both authors, both of us. Or you can get them on digital copies, like Kindle. You can also get both books, both on paperback, on Amazon. They're not signed. And you can get both books on audio, wherever audiobooks are found. We also have a Patreon if you'd like to contribute to keeping the show going. This is listener supported, and we really appreciate everyone that does help out. Even if it's a dollar, we really do appreciate it. So if you've been considering it, we do have some cool perks that go along with this. And you can get one bonus episode per month delivered to you just for Patreons. We record it specifically for you. And also you get to join us in our current events live. We do once a month where you get to chime in on our comments. You get to leave comments, and we'll try to incorporate your comments into our conversation as we bring you the latest and greatest of the Disneyland news, current events. And normally on our regular show, we have like a guest, we'll interview, we've had past Imagineers, we've had artists, authors, other podcasters, cast members from other departments all over. So this is, like I said, our current events edition. So it's going to be a little different, probably a little shorter, but I did want to put something out, and it is a little bit later than normal. We usually put out on a Friday night, and this is going to be a day or two later. So anyways, Luke and I are here at Disneyland. We're kind of right here behind the Matterhorn. And so we started off this trip on Wednesday. We drove from St. George. It's a six-hour drive. And we arrived at the Howard Johnson. And we checked in. Well, we tried to check in. The room wasn't ready. So we walked over to Disneyland. And we got here, I don't know, it was probably, what, 2 o'clock or something. And we went on Pirates and Mark Twain. It looks really nice. What did you notice about the Mark Twain?
It was definitely a lot brighter. I also noticed that a lot of the components and the internals were cleaned. And in general, it was just brighter and cleaner.
Yeah, and the paddle wheel was already done. So it looks very nice, and so we got to do that. And then we went over to a Rise of Resistance because we noticed that the line was shorter than normal. I think at the time we saw it was like 45 or something. And we went over there, and it was down. And that's okay. So I said, hey, let's hang out. Let's go over by the shops and kind of look around in Galaxy's Edge, and we did. And we came back. I think we may have gone on Millennium Falcon, and then we came out of that, and we noticed that it was back open. So we jumped in line, and we got probably, what, 3/4 of the way through the line?
I'd say about so.
Yeah, and it was down. What, we sat there for
45 minutes to an hour?
Oh, at least, yeah. But I didn't want to get out of line. Every time that happens, I feel like
it goes up right after.
Right. As soon as we go, hey, let's get out of here. Next thing you know, it's gone. So, we stayed in line, and we were, luckily we were at a spot, you know, those little, there's like little benches, sort of like rock. And we were able to sit on that for that time period. So we did that. We ate at Hungry Bear Restaurant. Always love eating there. Love the atmosphere. We went on Pirates during that trip. I think I mentioned that. We tried to stay just on the west side of the park that night, because we kind of limited on time. We didn't want to stay out too late because we had a big adventure the next day. And that was that we were going to take the Amtrak train from Anaheim to Burbank and go to Universal Studios Hollywood. So we got over to, so the drive from Howard Johnson to Anaheim, it's like transportation system. It's also where the Metrolink is and buses and Amtrak train. And ours was going to take off at 8:10. And Luke is really into trains, been doing a lot of research.
Yes, I have. He's nerding out a lot.
Yeah, so he's been playing some games that have like, on the computer that have like Amtrak routes and different things, and I've been kind of doing that with him. And so this was the first time we had been on like a transportation train besides like Disneyland or the Grand Canyon train we did once. So it was very interesting. I thought it was, now if you were to just drive from Anaheim, it would probably be cheaper, probably take about the same amount of time, maybe even less, but it was a good experience because once you sit on that train, you're just, you don't worry about much. Made a couple stops. I think it was 410 station, and then it went to
LA.
Yeah, Los Angeles Union Station, and then we went to Burbank, and we got
Glendale,
off then. Glendale, then Burbank. Yeah, we got off there. We ordered an Uber, and it went. We waited probably like 5 minutes and an Uber showed up.
About so.
Yeah. And then they took us to right near the kind of near the entrance, little parking structure there, close to the entrance of Universal. Now, by this time, the park had already been open. It was a little after 10:30 by the time we got in there. And it was a busy day. I don't know if many of you have been to Universal Hollywood, but it's the place that we like to go every couple years, every other year or something. And so we were able to do that. We went on the
Flight of the Hippogriff.
Yeah, the little roller coaster there in Harry Potter Town and or whatever. Wizarding World of, I mean, it's a long title. Harry Potter area. So then I don't know the order, but we went on the studio tram. So the thing is, the studio tram is one of my favorite things. I love behind the scenes of movies and especially back lots and seeing things like that. We had done the VIP tour 2 years ago, and it was a lot of fun. We got to get out of the tram sort of thing and walk around. But this time they're doing a lot of filming on the back lot this yesterday. So they did not go in Courthouse Square, which is where they filmed Back to the Future, my favorite movie. They did not go where they filmed like the little houses. I think it's like Leave it to Beaver Street or whatever. I can't. Wisteria Lane, I think it's called. Anyways, they didn't take us there. They didn't go down New York Street. They didn't go by the Psycho House. And the earthquake, a part of the tour, was not working either. So it felt like it was about the same length, but I think they kind of like, they took a lot of stops. They said it was for filming, but I think they were stalling. No, I don't know. But so we did that. And then we went and ate at Mel's Diner. I don't know if I'd eaten there before. I mean, if I did, it was a long time ago. It was pretty good. It was super windy that day. We were sitting there, and there were people's fries, like, flying. I mean, it was so really windy. If you live here in Southern California, you know what it was like on Thursday. Yeah, so we had that. And then I think we tried to go... Oh, we went to Nintendo Mario Land, or Nintendo Land, or whatever it's called. Nintendo World?
Super Nintendo World, I think
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Went over there. Place is a madhouse. It's very neat what they did. Very colorful. Looks like you're, like, in a video game, but it's just really crowded. It's a small area. We went on... I'm going to let Luke talk about this. We went on the Mario... go-kart yeah
so I'll just kind of explain the ride, a little bit of spoilers, but I won't try and say too much, but it's a Mario Kart inspired ride. I haven't played the game very much, so I'm not very sure about everything, but from a technological perspective, it's extremely impressive. They use augmented reality to add to the experience, and it's very immersive. It's very well done. You can tell that it took a lot of time and was very well put together. Overall, it's a very fun ride, especially for those younger, even older, because they explained it very thoroughly.
Yeah, I was a little nervous of that. Man, am I going to know what to do? But yeah, it's pretty clear what to do. It's one of those things, I think, that the first time you're still trying to figure it out and what's going on. I think if we had done it a second time, which we weren't going to do, I think we waited, what?
hour and a half 45.
Yeah, so we weren't willing to do that twice, but I think that if we had, we probably would have done a lot better, or at least I would have. So we did that, and I think we were gonna go see Water World. Everything was kind of crowded. I wanted to see the Secret Life of Pets ride. We had done that before, but I really think they did a good job with that. Garner Holt did a lot of the animatronics, or all of them, and it was always about an hour wait, and I don't know, we were kind of limited on time. So we were going to see Waterworld. We stood there, the show was supposed to start at like 4:45, I think, and we waited there till like 5, and they didn't even let us in yet. So I thought, I don't want to do this. So we had seen it before, so we got out of line, kind of did some shopping, went over to City Walk, which is like their downtown Disney Universal. We did some shopping, and we ate at this Pink's hot dogs. And by the time we were done doing that, it was time to call the Uber to have us to have them take us back to the Burbank Airport. Burbank Airport drop-off for Amtrak pickup. And we stayed there. We got there a little early. The train was delayed by probably, half an hour or so. And we were there early already, so we waited on... It was getting cold. It was a little windy, but the train did come, and we got back on and took us back to Anaheim, and we got off, got back to the hotel about 9. We had a late start today because, we had had a long day yesterday and kind of out a little bit later, so... we did not rope drop, which is something I like to do, but I'm getting to the point now where I just don't think it's always necessary, especially if you want to stay all day long. It's really hard, especially when you get older, to get there at like 7:30 and then stay till, 10, 11, 12 at night. It's a very long day. So anyways, here we are. It's getting dark, and we had done quite a bit today already. We took advantage of the Genie Plus service. And I usually do that just because we don't... I mean, if I was an annual pass holder that lived nearby, I don't think I would. But because we come just to few to many times a year, I don't... I just use it when I come. I don't want to go in the order, but we did do Space Mountain. We did do the submarines, Nemo, Finding Nemo submarines. It's been a while since we went on that. Star Tours, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear. I think I got my highest score. I had like 104,000. Luke, you had like...
100 and... No, it wasn't 100. You got 1 million.
No, it wasn't a million. It was,
it was a million.
I thought it was 104.
It was a million, because I remember...
A million? I've never... No. Okay.
It had to...
I thought it was 104,000. So...
I'm not sure,
though. Because it was the L4, whatever that is.
L4.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyways. Whatever it was. We did that. What else did we do? Oh, we went on Matterhorn. And then we walked over, and we saw a friend of ours that works here, and chatted with him for a while, had a good time. And what did we do? I feel like just, I don't know, the day's kind of blurry now. I know we went on Pirates at one point. We ate at Golden Horseshoe. Which I really enjoy the inside of that. I really enjoyed the
atmosphere,
the history behind it. I've said it many times on this show. What else? I'm trying to think. Oh, we went on Rise of Resistance a little bit later. I think that was like almost one of the last things we just did. Rise of Resistance again. And we only waited this time, half an hour, 45 minutes, I feel like?
About.
And then we went on Millennium Falcon again. We were the pilots this time. I thought we did decent. It started raining. We came out of... It was so weird. Today was a pretty nice day. Moderate nice. Sun was out. And then all of a sudden it started raining. And now it's just kind of wet, but not raining. It was weird. It was like 20-minute rain. Which is kind of the perfect kind of rain. You don't want it to rain all day. And then we just kind of came over here and sat down right behind the Matterhorn. And I think we have plans to grab a snack and do maybe like Buzz Lightyear one more time, make our way over and end the night on Big Thunder Mountain. We may do Jungle Cruise at night. That's always interesting. So it's been a really good time. We have to drive home tomorrow, but... I don't really have anything out of the ordinary that's happened. But I did want to bring you guys something because we weren't able to record our normal show. There goes the monorail. Monorail yellow. So yeah, I did want to bring you something. It's just my thing I like to do. I don't want to leave out 1 week, but sometimes I guess that does happen. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this little trip report. We really enjoyed the time that we can enjoy Disneyland together and look forward to many other trips in the future. So thank you so much for listening. Check out all our stuff at our website. We have t-shirts and all the stuff. If you want more information on the show, please tell a friend. Leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever those are found. And we'll be back to our normal recording next week. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.